Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Monday, January 19th broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. Brother Ricky along with you. It is a great joy to be here today. And I hope that you're having a great day in the Lord. Well, we've got a good week planned for you, I believe. We're going to continue this little mini-series, our third and final sermon here on prayer this week, our 485-3. And I hope that that will be a real blessing. You know, prayer is a key to a lot of things in life. If you study the book of Luke, Dr. Luke wrote more about the prayer life of Jesus Christ than any other Bible writer. And if our Lord felt the need to pray, then you and I ought to pray. Amen. And I believe that prayer is one of the most neglected things that we have today. So I think we ought to pray. Amen. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer right now. Father, will you open the hearts of the people? I pray the message will have free course today and use it for your glory. Do that is needed in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you'd like to write me this week, I'd love to hear from you. Write to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Some of the stations we're on, we've never heard any response. We'd love to hear from you and know that you're listening to us. I realize that people just don't take time to write anymore. We have had just been swamped right there before Christmas, and we're trying to get caught up. So if we've had a delay in answering your email or something, then please forgive me. We're just trying to get everything caught back up. So email, you can do this, comments@gbiradio.org. That's comments@gbiradio.org. I also encourage you to go to our website, gbiradio.org, and also you can download on your phone the GBI Radio app, and you can get our stations, all preaching station, PTG Radio. I know that would be a real blessing to you. Also, if you download that, we're going to go to our final message this week that we're doing on prayer. I hope that it will be a real blessing to you. And remember, you can get a copy of it. It's free of charge. We can email it or we can mail it to you on CD. Just either way you'd rather have that message, we can do that. So I hope that you will listen this week, and I hope that the Lord will stir your heart about prayer, and maybe you'll get more involved in prayer. Amen. Now let's go to our message of the Word of the Lord today. Now we come to our third in this series of messages on prayer. Father, will you help us as we study today? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we come to our third in this series on prayer, and we're looking at Matthew chapter 6, verse number 6, when we close the last message. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. And we gave you a little outline on that verse. Now, we come to the sixth and final point of that outline. And we talk about the payday of your prayers. At the very end of that verse, it says, "And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." Now, most prayers that you will pray are going to be in secret. Now, you know, a lot of people like to pray in public, but the most prayers you're going to pray is when nobody knows you're praying them. But God has promised to reward you openly. Now, God may not always reward you with the answer that you want. God answers prayer in three ways. Yes, no, and sometimes God just lets you wait about that thing. All right? So prayers are answered in three ways. And so we see today that as you pray, God will reward you openly. Now, I want to go on and talk about, continue to talk about a regular prayer life, all right? You need to have the Bible said pray, 1 Thessalians 5:17, pray without ceasing. In other words, there should not be an interruption or a days go by without you communicating with God. Now, as I'm preaching to you today, we'd be surprised at the people that are listening to me that are born again. You're saved by the grace of God, but you do not have a regular prayer life with God. You don't talk to God on a regular basis, and you pull God out when you need Him, and then you want other people to pray also. But and then, by the way, there's nothing wrong again with other people praying for you, but you need to develop a prayer life on your own. And that prayer life mostly will be in secret. Now, let me just say this. Somebody has said this, that every failure in life is a prayer failure. Now, I do believe this. I believe that every failure from a Christian is a prayer failure. If you fail pastoring a church, then it's a lack of prayer that went into it. If you fail in your marriage, then it's a lack of both of you praying to God. By the way, the husband and the wife ought to pray. Amen. God help us men. We need praying wives. I thank God that God give me a praying wife. You have to have a praying wife if you're going to make it. Amen. I believe when you fail something you go into business, I believe that then it's a prayer failure if you're saved. Every failure in life is a prayer failure if you're saved. Now, I believe you ought to pray about things. And I got to tell you something. I grew up in a time, and by the way, I'm very honored. The place I grew up in, North Carolina, I praise the Lord for my hometown. I praise the Lord for my heritage. I'm glad where I grew up. But I would say this to you, that the people in the surrounding areas where I grew up are very emotional. And that's carried over into our churches. Now, I want to say this. There's nothing wrong with having some emotions. You're made up of emotions, all right? You cry. You feel anger. You feel happiness. You feel joy. But many people allow their emotions to control them. And let me say this to you. Many men of God, many preachers move on emotionalism. They don't think things out. They don't pray about things. And I'm talking about, I'm not just saying mention it to God, but if I was going to the mission field, or if I was going to take a church for pastor, I remember a church called me about pastoring the church. And I told the deacons, I went and preached for them a few times. I told them, I said, well, you give me 2 weeks, let me pray about that. That's a good practice, you see. You don't have to rush into it. Now, if a church is trying to rush you into it, well, you better get it. We're going to vote you in today. If you don't, we're going to get the next man tomorrow. I say, well, you better hold on there. Amen. Don't get in a hurry. Now, you know, don't overshoot your opportunity either, but don't get in a hurry. Wait on the Lord. And because every failure is a prayer failure. If you move on emotion and you say, well, preacher, this has got to be the will of God. You know it's the will of God. I don't know anything. God does not work in the same way twice. Remember David and the mulberry trees? We may get into that a little bit later. But God told him to go do a certain thing. Then the next time he said, no, don't do it that way. Same situation, but he handled it differently. He said, when you hear the going in the mulberry trees, let me say this to you. God handles every situation differently. Just because a church is more in number and can pay you a bigger salary, that don't mean you ought to be over there. It don't mean you shouldn't be there either, by the way. Sometimes God does move me into bigger churches, all right? So that's between you and God. I honestly confess, I don't know the will of God for your life. By the way, nobody else does either. Amen. You and God know the will of God for your life, but every failure is a prayer failure. If we start a ministry, and you know, I used to think you got to start this, and you got to start that, and you got to start this, and you got, listen, you spend your life starting things that you can't finish. But I tell you what, I only do those things that God orders. I was listening to a message the other day by the late Dr. Stennett Ballew, and he was talking about Elijah. And he was talking about, he said, there's one thing in chapter 19 that you, he said, find God's orders. And he hesitated for a minute, and he said, you can't find them. God didn't order Elijah to run from Jezebel. God never said run. He didn't give no order. Elijah ran without orders. And brother, when you run without orders, you're going to get in trouble. And so wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and pray about everything. Anything's worth praying about. If that girl's worth marrying, she's worth praying over. If that boy is worth marrying, he's worth praying over. If that job is worth taking, it is worth praying over. Don't let anybody push you into a deadline. Well, if you don't take this house by Thursday, we're going to sell it to somebody else. Well, now hold on a minute. If you ain't had time to pray about it, you need to pray about it. You need to pray about everything. Don't let people push you. The world will push you into stuff. And most people are trying to make a dollar. They're trying to sell you something. You need to pray about a car before you buy it. Amen. Pray. And God will tell you, amen, you may not have to pray long about it. I wrote something down on my prayer list, a big decision for me and my wife. I think we prayed 14 days. I can't remember how many days it was, just a few days. And one morning, I stand there getting ready to come to the office standing in my bedroom in my house. And God said, okay, give me the liberty. He said, you do that certain thing. And we did it, and it's blessed our lives, and that's what we should have done. Now, every failure in life is a prior failure. Now, let me just give you this. All right, I want to talk about this today. When we fail to pray, when you fail to pray, when you go without prayer for a long period of time, number one, self takes over. Self takes over. You know what the Bible said? A backslider's heart is filled with his own ways. Now, when I don't pray, self takes over. And by the way, self can do a fairly good job of running things. Self can pastor a church. Self can run a ministry. Self can write a book. But self will never be as effective as the Spirit of God will be. You understand what I'm saying? When you don't pray, self takes over. Here's a sad verse in the Bible. 1 Chronicles 13:3, David talking. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. Now, I've been studying for a few years now on the life of David. And I preached several messages on the life of David. And when you really begin to study David, you'll find out how wicked Saul really was. I mean, Saul, I believe Saul was a believer. I believe Saul's in heaven. But Saul was a wicked, carnal man who lived in the flesh. God help us, we don't live our lives in the flesh. Amen. And some people believe that if you're saved, that you can't do any wrong. But let me tell you, you can do pretty good in the flesh, but you'll never do as good as God will do. Amen. Self is no good. And when you don't pray, self takes over. And you're not aware of it. You're not aware that self is running your life. You'll make decisions within yourself that absolutely. And when you get in the spiritual world and you get connected with God and you begin to pray every day, you'll figure out how far off base you really was. When you don't pray, self takes over. Amen. Now, let me give you another one. Amen. The Bible said pray without ceasing. When you fail to pray, number two, Satan wins. When you fail to pray, the devil gets the victory in your life. In Luke chapter number 22, verse number 40, the Bible said, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Luke 22:45 says, and when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. Verse number 46 says, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Now, do you realize why Peter denied the Lord? Do you know why he did that? Because he failed in the garden. You see, he failed in the garden. Had he, and Jesus already prophesied to him it was going to happen. He said, Simon, he said, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may, he said, Simon, Simon, called his name twice. He said, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat. And Peter got in the garden and went to sleep. And Peter did not pray, therefore Peter was in himself. Satan won. Satan got the victory out of Peter on that day when Peter denied the Lord. Now, Peter paid for that later. But when you deny the Lord, when you fail to pray, Satan wins in your life. You see, this whole thing is a battle against the devil. I've often told you my fight ain't with other preachers and other churches and other people. Well, friend, we come to the end of the Monday broadcast for January the 19th. I just want to say thank you for listening today. The message you just heard is R485-3. That's R485-3. And if you'd like to have that emailed to you, just email us comments@gbiradio.org. Or if you'd like to have it on CD, you can write me. I'll give you the mailing address at the end of the radio broadcast. The message is free of charge. We'd love to hear from you. We thank you for listening. Until our next broadcast, this is Brother Ricky saying goodbye. God bless you now is my prayer. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.